Good evening to the Magnolia Public School Special Board Meeting for Thursday, August 19th, 2021. My name is Jennifer Lara. I welcome everyone who is joining us today. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name if it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so. You do not have to state your name. However, as a reminder to our board and staff, please state your name before giving your questions or your comments. Lastly, to our presenters for today's meeting, please keep between the allotted time you were given for the item. Thank you, everyone. So at this moment, I ask if Ms. Gonzalez, if you may please call the special board meeting to order. The time is 6:04 p.m.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our special board meeting for the Magnolia Public Schools. It is now 6:04, and I would like to call our meeting to order.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'm going to call roll. Ms. Covarrubias? Dr. Yapano?
Here.
Dr. Dickbush? Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you to our board members who've established quorum. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. Is there a second?
Second, Mikhan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. And I'll take roll call vote. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment, 6 minutes if translation is needed. We did not receive any public comment form for this meeting. However, if you're a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment, you may unmute yourself now. If there's no public comments, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next is the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and board members. I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good evening, board members, Magnolia family and community members. Alfredo Rubalcaba, superintendent of Magnolia Public Schools. So this week, we were able to open up MSA Santa Ana. They experienced their first day of school. So I was there bright and early, and I have to say it was very nice to see all the smiling faces from our students and also to see the staff, how energetic they were to start the school year. And obviously, with speaking to parents, they were also very excited that we were getting started. So I just want to thank the MSA Santa Ana team for all of their hard work in preparing for the opening this Monday. And I will turn it over to both Stephen and Maria to just share some high-level thoughts on what their takeaways were for the first day. So with that, Stephen, Maria.
Hello, everyone. This is Maria Rao, the elementary principal at Santa Ana. And I just was filled with so much joy and excitement to be able to see all of our students back on campus, being able to provide breakfast and lunch, continuing to offer that free of charge to our students and community has just been such a wonderful, blessing and ability to do so in our small community. A challenge has been now that we're back in full person, full mode and not doing a hybrid model is, accommodating for our bell schedules for both TK through 12 so that there is never any overlap, but that is a work in progress. And I know that we have a solution that is in the forefront. So thank you so much, Mr. Keskinter.
Good evening, Stephen Keskinturk. Good evening, board members and the public. Yes, we were very happy to open the schools to all of our students. We see that the majority of the students came to school. They were very excited seeing the staff members, teachers, and their friends, peers. So we were really happy with that. Our small challenges, yes, we had like the traffic a little bit, but mostly the parents were happy that it was improved. And we are definitely looking forward to improve in all areas. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen and Maria. And I will turn it over to our board members to see if they have any questions, comments specific to this item or any item relative to Magnolia Public Schools.
Dr. Yalpinel, you're on mute. I don't know if he's talking. Is there any comments or questions from our board members? There are no further announcements. I'll move forward with the agenda. Next, with the consent item, starting with 2A, approval of memorandum of agreement for MSA San Diego After School Education and Safety Program and memorandum of agreement with San Diego County of Education. I'll turn this over to Mr. Sears, principal of MSA San Diego. Mr. Sears, you're given 3 minutes for this item.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good evening, board members, Magnolia staff and public. This is principal and regional director of MSA San Diego, Gökhan Sears. This is an item that we bring to our board's attention every year. We work with YMCA and we are part of the consortium with San Diego County Office of Education. So the item in front of you gives Mr. Rubalcava the power to sign the agreements that we will be receiving. We have the agreement, MOA with the YMCA here, and we will get one from the County Office of Education in October. If you check the background, I shared that due to the state's late delivery of the awardee letters, we don't really get the agreement from the county till October. But this has been the practice so far. So that's why we are bringing this item to your attention to approve the process so that Mr. Rubalcava can sign the agreement as we receive them in October. Thank you. If you have any questions, I would love to answer them here.
Thank you, Mr. Sears. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? If there are no questions or comments, the motion is for the board to approve on the consent item. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Is there a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Dr. Yalpinel. And now take roll call vote. Dr. Yalpinel?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries.
Thank you all.
Next on the agenda, we'll move on to action items, starting with 3A, updated MPS health and safety policy and injury and illness prevention program COVID-19 addendum. This will be presented by Ms. Heshmirza, our human resources director. Ms. Heshmirza, you're given 5 minutes for this item.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good morning, board members, public and colleagues. Tonight, I'm bringing the updated health and safety policy to you for your approval based on the recent guidelines and our authorizing agency communication that we received. So as you've seen, there's all the changes that have been highlighted, and I also provided the red line version of the policy. Just to give some of the highlight from the changes regarding one example is testing and reporting for COVID-19 is, our co-located sites, MSA 2, 3, 4, 6, and 8, students and employees will undergo asymptomatic testing, weekly testing, regardless of their vaccination status. And for our private sites, MSA 1, 5, and 7, we will have all students will go weekly testing unless they show us, whoever is eligible are vaccinated and they show a proof of vaccination, they may forego the testing cadence. And then also MSA 1, 5, and 7, all employees, volunteers, contractors, vendors, whoever's giving services at the sites will need to provide a proof of vaccination or test at least once a week. And for Santa Ana and San Diego school sites, we won't have a symptomatic weekly testing for students, but for employees and volunteers, contractors, and vendors, again, they will need to show a proof of vaccination or do under weekly testing. And for the exposure management, for the co-located site MSA 2, 3, 4, 6, and 8, we will be working with the LAUSD community engagement team to be instructed on the isolation. And then they will provide us with the further information as to when the student or the staff will be able to come back if they were exposed or they tested positive. So we'll be working with the LAUSD community engagement team on this one. And other changes, again, not going into too much details. For the use of face covering, students exempt from wearing a mask or face shield with a doctor's note are strongly encouraged to be vaccinated or to be tested at least twice a week. And as you'll also notice, we did revise our vaccination policy per the state public health order that we received from governor on August 11th. That all employees, volunteers, and contractors will need to be vaccinated. And this goes for MSA 157 San Ana and San Diego. They either must show a proof of vaccine or get weekly testing. And for LAUSD sites, MSA 2, 3, 4, 6, and 8, they will need to be fully vaccinated and also go weekly testing. And of course, employees may request accommodation from the testing or the vaccine, from the vaccination due to medical issue or a held religious belief, sincerely held religious belief. And this is going to be on case by case for accommodation, for possible accommodation, if possible. And with that, I will turn it back to Jennifer. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you, Ms. Hashmirza. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
I actually had one thing. I'm not that schools have opened in practice. How are these policies are holding up? We can get a quick feedback. I know it made running schools much more complex than it used to be. But I just want to understand the impact of it in operations and like day-to-day operations of the schools, if possible.
Yes, this is Alfredo Rubalcaba, Dr. Yapanel. I could provide that analysis. So I was able to visit two LAUSD sites, and so was Erdinchajar. And I was also able to visit three of our private sites. So I would say that at all five campuses, definitely all the health and safety protocols are being implemented. I think in terms of protocols at LAUSD schools, they are different because they are co-located with LAUSD. Therefore, we take into account that there's students from, in some cases in Bell, with three different schools, and then at MSA 6 with two versus some of our private sites that only have one school, but in MSA 1, there's actually two schools. So I would say how that differs is that the LAUSD sites do have closed off areas across the perimeter of the school, which means that there's only specific entry points. Whereas at our private sites, I think there's multiple entry points and there's kind of more of a free flow. So with that, so long as there's more supervision at the private site, then we're able to manage the physical distancing, making sure kids are masked and doing the screenings. And then at LAUSD sites, you do kind of stay within your zone. And then once the kids go in, it's more, I would say it's more robotic at the LAUSD sites, just because there's more students. At the private sites, I say it's more free flowing, but still there's a focus on those factors that prevent us or prevent there from being spread of the virus. So we have our health and safety team, specifically Jennifer Hook, who has gone with me to most of the sites, and we're going to continue finishing those. And then we have, you know, we jump on a Zoom or in person there with the schools to go over some of our feedback and some of our adjustments. So when we went to MSA 1 and 5, you could imagine the first day with close to 1,000 students, right? And close to, you know, I would say 200 to 300 cars. You know, I think there was probably 11 or 12 of us there managing the traffic and then also directing the kids, the schedules, the health checks, the masking. So from that, it was super chaotic, and we did our best to manage all those elements to keep a school safe. But what we did is right on the spot, we were able to discuss some of the things that will change. And then again, at the end of the day, so then we were able to go the second day there and much better practices in terms of the flow of the traffic, and much more efficient when it comes to the screening of the students. So I would say that all the schools are definitely working hard across the board. And I think with LAUSD, I would also say, because we are working with LAUSD's testing provider, they're our testing provider, we do have to do a lot of things with them in conjunction with them, meaning that if there are, you know, any specific cases, then we do have to go through their community engagement team. The good thing is that we've been doing this for over now 4 to 5 months. So we do have weekly meetings with LAUSD, from the charter school division to their IT department, to their community engagement department, from the Office of COVID-19. And we talk through all the different logistics and how we're getting things. We're still not there when it comes to weekly testing. With the students, we're still having some challenges because not all of our students are being tested in one, you know, cycle, which again is causing a lot of angst. But what we do is we quickly do email their team, and then we do have these weekly check-ins on Tuesday and Thursday for an hour from 9:30 to 10:30. So we're still not there yet where everything is flowing perfectly. And if there are cases, students could come back after they are isolated or quarantined. So as was said today, because we did have a meeting today, that things will get better as we kind of go into our third week and they go into their second week. So a little challenging, but as always, we will continue to work with them on this piece. And that obviously is the work that we do.
Any further comments or questions from our board members?
Thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
If there are no further questions or comments, the motion is for the board to approve the updated MPS health and safety policy alongside the IIPP COVID-19 addendum. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'll now take roll call vote. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. That concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this moment, I ask Ms. Gonzalez if you may please adjourn the meeting. The time is 6:23 p.m.
Great timing. We almost hit the agenda time.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank everybody for attending our meeting this evening and taking the time out of your busy schedule. The time is 6:23. And I'd like to adjourn the meeting. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.